Welcome to Sibling Spilling Tea Podcast.
We're all family here.
I'm your host, Bobby.
And I'm your host, Cass.
And what tea do we have today? That's how our show is always going to start here at Sibling Spilling Tea Podcast. We're going to get into a little bit of shenanigans with you all. I don't know, maybe you could expect things like banter, tangents, occasional guests, and surprises. Original and maybe some known characters. I don't know. Maybe like Negan. I am ready for my goddamn skin suit.
Or what about, you know, even some of our favorites, you know? Yeah. Well, especially for us ladies. We enjoy watching that. The old 90 Day Fiancé. What about Sinjin and his lady,
of course.
Right?
I want to be bartender. I want to be astronaut.
Of course.
I want to be cheese cutter, like I'll fart in your mouth and things like that. And I could slap an uneven pair of tits around. You know.
I heard he's very good at that.
Yes.
I've seen it.
He slapped his girlfriend's tits so well that she is permanently... I don't know, her eyesight is fucked.
I mean, it was fucked before, but now it's really those meatball eyes. Good Lord.
Well, I want to be eye doctor because I can fix her face as
amongst
I'm slapping
other
the
things.
Tits. Yes, one hand is fixing the eye, the other is slapping bosom.
Just, I mean, just flippity-floppity Baja mileage. I mean, we're going to get into it all. Really,
we're definitely going to get into it all. We want to, I think the overall... goal of our podcast is to entertain people, but also to give a really good intellectual discussion and bring that type of material and that type of content, but with a side of humor. Because, well, for starters, we're both siblings. Obviously, you know, not like you would have ever guessed that from the name,
right?
You know,
I mean, you know, we're trying to throw people off, but not too much.
Yes, this nice girl saw me shuffling around behind Applebee's in a dumpster,
of course.
So she just took me home, and now she's calling me her brother, which is very nice.
I mean, I felt bad for him. You know, I seen him. You know, he's rifling through the trash. I'm like, listen, I got like an extra sandwich. I got like an extra water. You know, here, come with me.
Compassion is good. It's a good thing to have.
Sometimes we're compassionate. Other times we're going to be, you know, raw and get to the fucking nitty gritty.
Yeah, that's the overall goal. That's the overall aim for our podcast is we want to have a place where different ideas are discussed and different schools of thought are explored. A really inviting place for people to not only be entertained, but to just laugh their fucking asses off.
Exactly. And forget about some of this things that we have going on in the world today, right?
Yes.
You know, I mean, we don't forget about these things, but we want you to be able to come here and maybe forget about some of this craziness outside of our homes for a while, outside of your ears for a while.
Absolutely. And I think that that's like the main goal of entertainment in the first place is I think it's really not so much escapism as it is really a place to really, you know, just relax and unwind and look at other avenues of things that will, you know, not necessarily like distract you, but will make you feel better. Things that you can identify with and things
exactly.
that will be, you know, like a bright spot in a dark world.
Exactly. Yeah. Even if it's for, you know, even if you can only tune in for a couple minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Absolutely.
We welcome you to stay with us as long as you need to.
Yep. Absolutely. That's how we feel here at Sibling Spilling Tea Podcast. We're also going to be doing some skits. We're going to be doing a lot of like recording, you know, different like impressions and stuff. But also, eventually, we want to proceed to the point where we want to film and we want to bring in as many guests as possible. And we would love it if you would join us on this quest, because at the end of the day, we're all family here.
We're all family. This is it.
Hey.
You know, hey, we invite everybody, all walks of life, men, women, children, aliens, shit, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever we got, whatever's out there.
Whatever Elon Musk is.
Come on in.
Sure. You're welcome
We're
too,
still
buddy.
Not sure, you know.
No.
home.
Neither is he.
But we even invite that weird child he had with that weird woman.
Sure, yeah.
The A-X.
Oh, yep.
E.
I was never good at algebra.
F.
No.
G.
No, thanks.
Pi symbol. I don't know. I don't know.
Don't
I don't know these
there.
Things. But what I do know is that we're going to have some motherfucking fun here today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A little bit about ourselves. There's actually a very big age gap between us.
There is. You would never know because, of course, I sound younger and, as you can imagine, better looking, of course.
And I'm 80 years old.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Come on.
Whoops. So we are both from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Our
Natives.
Parents are from the East Coast. And, we've been born and raised here in Las Vegas. And one of the biggest misconceptions, unfortunately, about being born here is that the people that either live here or are from here are just dirtballs, you know? And to be fair, there is some dirtballs.
We have our fair share of dirtballs. They're out there. They're for sure out there. But we do want to definitely break that common misconception, as Bobby says, that, you know, we're not all total shitbags.
And I think, too, also, like, you know, there is no perfect place to live. And I really think it's, like, disheartening that, you know, the people that we meet that do not live here, that are either tourists or from out of town, whatever the case may be, you know, it's kind of like they're kind of like taken aback that it is a good place to live. It has its drawbacks like everything else, but it's a good place to put roots down. It's a good place to have a career. There's a lot of good people that you meet, you know, at your job, just at different, you know, different places. So that's always been like a big thing for me, is that, you know, real people are from here. It's not just, you know, the land of casinos and broken dreams.
And prostitutes. Don't forget
about
them.
Yeah, of course.
You know, of course. Let's give them a shout out.
Love a good day walker.
and a night walker.
Sure.
I mean, we'll take that too.
Sure.
Yeah, you know what? Vegas is just like anywhere else. We just have, you know, a couple spicy differences, you know. Some things don't close. We have night and street walkers.
Yes. Like their legs.
Exactly. You see? That it makes perfect sense.
It does. It really does. If you think about it.
Maybe we have a little more glitz and glam here than most places, but it's like anywhere else. There is life outside of the Strip.
Yeah.
And that's another thing I think we'd like to share with people, too, that, you know what? There is normal life outside of the wild shit that people see on TV.
Yeah, yeah. Because I would imagine somebody that's not from here, the general misconception is that, you know, when they think of living here, when they think of somebody being from here, it's like, oh, what are you, a pimp, or what are you, this and that? What are you,
a
drug dealer?
Or you stand there, you're a dealer.
Yeah. What are you, one of those guys that stands there with the cards and throws new pictures of, you know, the girls have stars over their nips?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I do that, but
I do that for
not
fun.
Not as an occupation.
We do that for fun on our off time.
Yeah.
We're not getting paid for that.
That's the funnest shit.
And yeah, a little tangent here.
Sure, please.
I enjoy throwing those cards, you know, as you said, with the girls with the their stars over their nips,
absolutely.
You know, of course, because we want to be a little tasteful somewhat. And of course, you know, you don't see any down below. That's covered, of course.
Boo.
I really enjoy. I'll take that up with my boss. I'll let him know.
Please.
I love throwing those cards into strollers as they're going by.
Yes.
No. Okay.
Absolutely.
Like I said before, there's shit bags here, but not everybody's shit bag. That is my one shit bag move.
You're allowed one. Everybody's
Listen,
allowed couple. One.
Yeah.
You're allowed
you know,
one.
We can't all be perfect. I mean,
no,
come on.
No. Who would be throwing those cards then if we were all perfect?
Exactly.
And who would be catching them? See?
I'm just trying to start children off early.
You gotta think of these
Come
things.
Come on. It's like, how were they conceived, right?
It's your fucking noggin.
It's like, daddy looked at mommy's star-covered breasts,
yep.
You know? So,
yep.
Come on.
For our younger listeners, that's what's underneath her shirt is stars.
Stars,
two
exactly.
Yellow stars while she stands there in a provocative stance, really. Yeah.
See?
Hey.
I mean, we're here to share that too with the
world. We're here to bring knowledge and light to the people.
And joy, if you will.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, well, that's our actually, before this whole, you know, wonderful virus that is taking the world by storm in the wrong ways.
Absolutely.
The Backstreet Boys in the 90s, I'm old enough. Am I showing my age? I'm old enough to fucking know that the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, you know, took the world by storm.
Okay, listen.
Which they were kind of like a virus too. Both
well, I'm going to stop you there because as we know, Jason you and I know, says. And I'm about to... Oh. That's enough of that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'm a huge Backstreet Boy fan.
Uh-oh.
And I have been ever since I was a wee little child.
This won't end well.
And then you got to bring up NSYNC. I mean, listen, nothing against those guys. Justin Timberlake, the best thing he ever did was get the hell away from those other ones.
It's fucking gonna be me.
These are names we don't speak of. Sorry. I don't care for NSYNC. Backstreet Boys all the way. And you notice... Backstreet Boys, they're still going. They are still going strong, still touring. They still got their shit together
strong
somewhat.
Strong is, that's a word that,
listen,
I don't know.
They are. They're wonderful. I love them.
I don't know.
And any of you guys are listening, any of the Backstreet Boys, I love you. Please message us so that way I can give you my number.
If you guys are listening, stop. Because, thanks,
it doesn't get
stop.
Any better from here.
Oh, shit. Well, I mean, you know, they really did take the world by storm, but in a good way, you know.
And now that was taken in a good way.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But this thing that we're going through right now, you know, everybody is, you know, everybody, a lot of people lost their jobs and people are getting sick and, you know, people are unfortunately passing away.
Just
is
terrible.
Really, really
She's
sad
nuts.
And yeah, really, really fucking awful. But before all of this madness happened, we did work in casinos. You know, we did work in.
We were the typical shitballs that you think of working in casinos.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. When you go on a job interview for one of those, they ask you how well you can throw those little cards.
Yeah.
So, we both passed.
And we both passed. Yes. You know, we were horrible at throwing those little prostituta cards.
Yes.
But, you know, you learn. We learned on the job.
We threw them to each other.
Listen.
And then they were so impressed. They're like, gotta have
we
you both.
We practiced many, many hours in the backyard.
Oh, perfect practice, Mace. Perfect. Yeah, that's true.
Many hours and many disgruntled neighbors later.
Hey.
We were hired. Life was good. Hey. Can't go wrong with that.
It manifested itself.
Manifest destiny, if you will.
We fucking manifested that shit, you know? So we did... So I was... I've had a few different jobs, several different jobs. But for almost 4 years, I was working as a barback at the South Point, which is kind of like... it's not like a known place like to usually to people outside of Las Vegas.
More of a locals joint,
it
you would say,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah,
more
yeah.
More of our locals go there.
Definitely way more of, you know, people that just live in, like, the surrounding area and around the valley, as they call it, the Las Vegas Valley. And so I was a barback over there for almost 4 years. And even a lot of people don't know what that is. It's kind of like you do, like, the side work, but they let you pour a beer every now and then. No.
I'll say, give yourself more credit, though. I mean, you did
beers.
A lot of... 2.5 beers.
Yeah. Listen. 2.5 beer men. Beer, 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 beer. Woo-hoo. Fucking beer, 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 fucking beer. God damn it, beer. No. The... Actually, what was one of the many cool things about working there was you were basically like a junior bartender where you had all the responsibilities of both a bartender and like the assistant to the bartender. So
yes.
You basically had, you know, everything.
Full range.
A full
right?
range. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it was, range. It was, I mean, while it lasted, it was a really great job, you know, and, it was a really amazing experience. Met a lot of really great people and had a lot of fun. And when you're talking about working a job, any job, you really can't ask for too much. It's like too much more than that. That is, because it's like you can't, you know, that's it's like the perfect storm for what a job should be.
Exactly. It's, yeah. I mean,
great people, good times.
Yeah, you're going to spend a lot of your time there. Yes. You know, most of your life working a job. So of course you want to have a good time, meet some good people, and if you're lucky, you know, get some lifelong friends out of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, of course.
And what's interesting too about like working in a casino is it's never, there's really never like a dull moment, I would say, because I don't know why this is, you know, especially working the bars in one of these places. Every time you turn around, there's never a dull moment, because every time you turn around, there's always some weird fucking character walking through the door. Hey, everybody. I'm like, can I have one boring day in this motherfucker? It's always like a weird, like, Elvis impersonator, right, or an old guy that just doesn't have dementia but pretends it.
Especially to get free drinks, you know, some of these people.
The guy, there's a certain person that is very notorious with us.
We'll go unnamed because,
yes,
one, we don't want to get sued, and two, you know,
I don't know.
I actually don't know his real name.
I don't know his name either, and I don't know.
We've heard it before, but every time I'm drunk, so I can never. I never retain it.
Yeah, this person, I don't know with this person. He's his own,
he's
animal,
his own grandpa,
I guess. Yeah. Is that it? I don't know. Fucking know.
I'm not even really sure, really.
But
I'm not sure
wish
what's the tea with him.
He doesn't have any tea. He just shakes around and just, I don't.
Gets people to feel bad for him, and then they buy him free drinks.
I think that's what, I can't even. Like, the person's existence is vague, so we can't even, like, vaguely describe it. It's just a weird fucking, I don't know.
But he's definitely, you know, circling back. He's one of those characters you're talking about that come into the bar, and you're like, can't they just have one normal person, one normal night here?
Never, ever. There was always some weird, which did, you know, that makes the time go by quick. And everything, and
it
makes it a fun time. Yes, but still, after a while, it's just like there's always a weird fucking fuck just coming through, and just, you know, it was hilarious. But I was just like, oh, give me one boring day. Can I manifest one boring day in this motherfucker?
And at least one boring person come to the bar.
Yes,
you know,
yeah, just a straight up, you know, can have a beer.
Yeah,
here's the money. Thank you.
Walk
goodbye.
Away.
Yes, that's it. Everybody else was just like, hey, everybody. I'm like, oh no. And fights, there would be fights, there would be...
Anytime alcohol's involved.
Oh, man, yeah, yep.
You gotta be careful.
The fucking freaks come out at night.
Well, in the daytime here, too.
Yes.
We've seen them all around the clock.
Yes, yeah.
Which makes for, you know, very interesting life in Las Vegas, you know, living here. Maybe a little more interesting than most places.
A little too interesting, if you might.
Interesting at times.
Yeah.
But it is a fun place.
It is really a fun place.
Ways.
I've always said that it was like the quintessential American city, because you have everywhere you look, before, you know, COVID-19.
All this.
In every building was an all-you-can-eat buffet. And
yes.
Places stay open until 3, 4, 5 a.m. Or either that or don't close at all.
Or don't close at all.
So you have all this, abundance, all this extravagance going on around you.
Everything
that you could just stand
fingertips
in the middle of it and just be like, in such wonder. Like, even growing up here, like, you know, as the years have gone by, we see, you know, the city evolve, and we see, you know, all the different people that we've met that have moved here, and, you know, just seeing things progress, and it's just like, wow, like, it is still such like a quickly growing city, and such
it's
a really
amazing, yeah,
such a really cool I don't know, like a really a
it's
really
a cool experience
city
to be a part of, too.
An experience.
I mean, to see,
that's a really good way to put it, yes.
Yeah, to see the growth and to see the change and to see everything over the years. I mean, even for myself, from being a child and growing up and seeing all these things, and how, you know, one of our main roads here was the, you know, the end, you know, of Vegas. That was like the end of the earth here. And now... You know, we have all these different things built up around it, and it's just growing like wildfire. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing for the city. It's a good thing for our economy, for people, you know, coming here and making it even, you know, more diverse, more built up kind of a place.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
One thing, though, we probably could have did without the Raiders. I'm sorry.
We're going to get some pushback on that, because I know a lot of people are excited for this. But, you know, Bobby and I both agree, Vegas was cool on its own. And one of the things that made Vegas cool was us not having any professional teams.
Yes, absolutely.
And nothing against those professional teams. It is a good thing for them to come here.
There's another
way to amp up our economy, of course, you know, and bring more people into the city.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we were one of, you know, very few states that had professional teams. I mean, you know, I'm not super into sports, but I know, you know, there are a few states still that don't have professional teams.
Yeah, yeah.
And couldn't we just stay one of those?
But for the city,
it's cool how it is
exactly.
already.
Exactly. That was part of kind of like the allure and the uniqueness of Las Vegas is that we didn't have that, you know, and we didn't have the lottery. We have, you know.
That's another thing. Yeah. I mean, we have gambling and all this other stuff.
Not that we're getting that anyway, but we're probably not. I don't even know.
Ever have that, but that's okay.
That was its own. Yeah. You want to gamble, you go into a casino and, you know, you watch in the sports book, you watch these teams play each other and shit while you're betting.
Yeah. But, well, you're betting on them.
Because that was the main thing that they never wanted to do was, you know, they were worried that the players at halftime would go bet on themselves.
Exactly.
And then, like, you know, yeah.
Which will probably happen, too. These guys will, you know, on halftime show, they're over at Mandalay Bay across the street from our stadium betting on themselves.
Well, bound to happen. I think, sorry, Raider fans. I think a lot of Raider fans
Raider fans. And other, you know, football fans, because their teams will come here to play, you know, our team. But. Yeah. I mean, come on. Vegas was just fucking cool the way it was.
Oh, all those hardcore Raider fans from California, from LA are going to be really mad.
Oakland.
Uh-huh. All the Vatos. Hey, what you say, dog? Hey, fucker, I like my Raider, dog.
Fucking cabrón.
Like, calm down. Okay, calm down.
You fucking a pinche puto
chupacara. Come on, you fucking puto. You don't gotta see the shitty team play, you fucking puto.
Tangent. Nobody's actually ever seen the Chupacabra, but
I have.
Wait a minute. Is it you?
Yes.
Probably is. Yes. Yeah. Could be.
It's
sometimes
I see
it creeping around at night. I'm like, is that Chupacabra?
Yes. Yep. With a hairy ass. And, yep.
Now, I wasn't gonna bring that up, but lady, spoiler alert, Bobby's got a hairy ass.
It's okay.
It's all right. It's a real man.
It's all right. And you got plenty of testosterone flowing through your testes.
I mean, what happens? The hair is going to sprout out of your ass.
Hair, yep.
Of course, yeah.
That was only a matter of time.
Listen, you know, if you're all shaved down, I don't know.
I mean, that's, you know.
Slipping and sliding there.
Sure. I got a jungle and a forest. TMI? No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Hey.
We're here to bare our souls.
At Sibling Spilling Tea, I mean, we're open books here.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what makes it grow so much is the tea. When you drink it, it has all those antioxidants.
All the nutrients.
Yes.
As we say. Yeah.
If you require nutrient, you can very well go ahead and, you know, have yourself an ass beard yourself.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And you know what? Hair is another tangent. Hair is supposed to be good for you because you know why? It protects your skin, protects you.
That's right.
I mean, what did the cavemen do in those days,
right? Absolutely.
You needed to be protected.
Yep.
I mean, do you think they were down there, you know, looking like a Cirque du Soleil act, throwing their legs above their heads, you know, and shaving things?
No.
I think not.
No, that's a waste of water, too. You're tainting the water supply with your dirty fucking, you know, your little curlicues and shit.
Gross.
No.
You just let it go.
It's a defense mechanism. The gay men can't, you know, get up in there. It's like a porcupine.
Yes.
It's like poking at
exactly.
The phallus.
You poke out, you know.
Yep.
I mean, those hairs are like sticking out. And if they try to poke you, you poke back.
That was another thing, too. I had just met a friend for coffee the other day. A friend that very well might be on this podcast someday.
Yes.
And we were laughing about all the crazy regulars that we used to encounter at South Point. And the one time I was working graveyard, and this one gay guy, he kept giving me $100 bills because, you know, he thought that I was part of the G Brigade, and which I'm not. So
but
then
for that
he was
money,
like,
just wink at him.
I was just like, sweetie.
Yeah, baby.
And he was just like, okay, well, if you want to, you know, when you get off, if you want to get off again, I was like, excuse me? Nothing, here's $100.
Okay. You're like, oh. Wait, okay, all right.
We made out like bandits, me and the guy I was working with, because
the booty bandit. Oh, I thought you were going to say you made out with the guy, and that's why he kept... Wait a minute. I'm like, well, how far are you willing to go? Allow me to finish rational. All right, I'll back down. All right, go ahead.
Appreciate it. The booty bandit made sure we made out like bandits.
Absolutely.
He must have given me like $300-$400.
Wow.
Yeah, because he thought that he must be
a fan of hairy asses. He would know.
I don't know if he could he could sense it. Like how Superman has an S on his chest. I wonder if he had a G and he like spread his shirt and he's like, he looked through my clothes and he's like, wow, I can tell that there's a lot of hair down south.
He's like, I'm feeling it. He looks like a bear.
Oh, boy.
Now, as my gays out there would know, in the G community, bears are very hairy. So Bobby would be considered a bear.
Oh, boy.
And I've seen a lot of gays look at him, some of my friends too, and be like, oh, you know, Bobby's, you know, very nice looking.
This was a bad idea.
Listen, if that's the best compliment you can receive... If a gay man says that you're attractive, you are really attractive. If they say that you're not good looking, you're not good looking.
Wow.
Gay men are very honest. They're like children.
Oh, wow.
They will tell you the truth.
Okay.
Ask like a 5-year-old. Be like, how do I look in this dress? And you know what? The 5-year-old's going to be like, you look kind of fat. They're very honest.
Oh, wow.
That's why I like my G friends, because they're going to tell me the truth.
Wow.
They are not going to butter my bread.
Oh, okay? Boy. Figuratively and literally, they're not going to butter it.
No, they're not. They're not interested in that. No,
boy.
Metaphorically and physically.
So no butter zone.
I love them.
Oh, dear. But I thought a bear was like a really big, fat, like... gay guy that was like, ew.
No. A bear can be a very handsome, strapping man, you know, not overweight.
Yeah.
There are some that are overweight, and that's not a big deal.
Right.
But there are some, too, that are built and hairy.
But a twink, though, for sure, is like a tiny little, like...
Yes, a twink would be, in the community, is considered, like, well, definitely a bottom.
Okay.
And is considered, you know, very thin, very hairless. Like, yeah, usually they are, and very, like, pretty.
Oh, okay.
They have, like, femme features.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Well, thank you for this information that I didn't need or
well,
want.
Well, listen, but, you know what? Maybe our listeners need to know. I'm here for the people.
Sure. Sure you are. Well, that is something, really.
It is. You're welcome.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing, just segueing
good
into,
segue. Segue.
We're going to segue in and out of just anything and everything into other random shit.
It's just fun to talk about everything.
That's essentially what we're going to be doing is we're going to be, you know, our overall mission here at Siblings Building Tea Podcast is to liberate the board.
Talk about everything. Topics A to Z. I mean, go from the top to the bottom.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, which... ties into what we were just discussing. Those,
we could circle back.
Those rascals. Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh, those rascals.
Those gosh darn rascals. So yeah, we're going to be, eventually we want to have guests. We want to do, we want to film it, and I want to dress up like crazy characters and then maybe go bother people and mic it up and just like go interview people with a mask, of course.
Well, for now.
Anyway, for now, for now.
We'll be responsible for now.
Yes.
Until the coast is clear.
Yes, absolutely. And that's going to be what we do here. And we would love it if you join because we're all family here.
You know what? Sit down, pull up a chair.
Take a load off.
Pour yourself a cup.
Yes.
We're ready to drink our tea, coffee, whatever you got.
Mm-hmm.
And... absolutely. We're always filled with plenty of tea to serve you up some more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, to sign off, this has been Bobby.
This has been Cass.
And, don't cough on people out there.
And also, you know, wash your hands for 20 seconds.
And your nards.
There you go. And wash your coffee cup out after you drink out of it. Okay?
Absolutely.
Nobody likes a stained cup.
Nope.
God bless.
Stained anything. God bless. Good luck and don't fuck it up.
Basically, all the above.
All the above.
You know.
And we'll catch you on episode 2.
On the flip side.
Goodbye.
Bye.